from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KFH.
On your way into work, you want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car. With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can. Just download the app or visit Odyssey.com. Search for KFH. Download the Odyssey app today to get started. Of course, you can also watch the show these days on 12 News Connected. Just go over to KWCH.com, go to the 12 News app, and you can find the show that way. Looking forward to enjoying that new partnership. Now just a little more than a week in the books as we sort of ramp up and get ready for everything as we get to football season. That's sort of the goal. You get through this month and all of a sudden we'll have training camp, and this time next month, Tommy, we'll be in college football season at that point, I think.
Close to it at least. I mean, we'll be like a week or two away, but yeah, we'll be previewing everything.
All right, let's set up our first giveaway here. So Sports Daily listeners, NBC World Series tickets right now. You can participate in this once a day. All you got to do to get some tickets is text the keyword strike, that's STRIKE, to 20357. That'll give you the chance to win a pair of tickets to one of the exciting games out at the NBC World Series. Message and data rates apply. Strike 20357. Good luck there, everybody. We talked about the home run derby there, Tommy. So let's get in now to the on-the-field stuff. Hunter Harvey is your newest Royal. 29 years old. He has 4.20 ERA this year. Could be better, but he has gotten the job done a lot for them. He is tied for the league in holds. But I think the thing that you look at with him, his strikeout rate high, his walk rate I think is relatively low. And last year, for instance, he had a 2.82 ERA. I think this is a high upside type of guy. The Royals need that. He's got a 98 mile per hour fastball. They need back end stuff, and I think this gives them back end stuff. It gives them a little bit of control. And we have wondered, you know, we've said a million times, like, they don't have a lot of assets to trade to go make moves like this. I hadn't thought about the draft pick. They use a draft pick and they make this kind of a trade. I like it. I think it's the right type of player, high upside, lots of control. And you take a swing, and it's a player that could help you, which, you know, in the two-year window that I sort of see this year and next year, I think it's a move that certainly helps you there, probably doesn't hurt you that much, and it makes a lot of sense.
It does, and I think that it's the right move to make to get somebody like Hunter Harvey, because, I mean, keep in mind, he was a first-round draft pick, and he has shown that he's got high end stuff, like back end of a bullpen, you know, potentially closer type stuff. And so knowing that he's got at least the potential for that, and he's shown flashes of it, you know, during the course of his career, even though his ERA is slightly high so far this season, I think he does project out to be somebody that could be a legitimate, you know, closer type pitcher for Kansas City. Will he immediately come in and close games? No, probably not. I don't think that they're just going to slot him in to be the closer. But we also know that James MacArthur and, you know, other relievers like Zerpa and Chris Stratton and you know, others have been good at times, but not consistent. And so there could be a scenario where as the season rolls on, they could use him in that kind of situation. I don't think it's going to be right away, but that could happen, you know, down the road. What I like about this move for Kansas City is that they were able to address this need early. Before, and I know they gave up a draft pick, but before you get to the trade deadline where price tags then go up quite a bit more, and you don't then have the draft pick in your back pocket to be able to utilize in a trade. Yeah. They got it done now. They don't have to sit back and wait. There are going to be so many other teams that are probably going to be jockeying for position with other relievers on the market when the trade deadline comes and goes here in a couple of weeks, and the Royals basically got their part of it done. I don't think they need to go and attack bullpen at all moving forward. Like for the I think this is what they needed to do from a bullpen perspective. And now they can totally just focus on, okay, do we need to add a bat? If we need to add a bat, what does that look like in the outfield and who is that person going to be? They can be singularly focused as opposed to, you know, trying to get multiple things done.
Don't misunderstand. The Royals paid a hefty price for this player. I don't think there is any doubt they project Hunter Harvey to be at the back end of their bullpen for a couple of years, if not their closer at some point. They gave up their second overall prospect. Now, again, their farm system wasn't loaded, so second overall prospect is relative, but Caden Wallace is a pretty good player, and if they've already used him now, which you assume he could have been a piece in any deal, that's a player with power that plays good defense that's, you know, going to need a little more time, but that could bite him. If Harvey doesn't, you know, if he doesn't fit and do a good job at the back end of the bullpen, they will have given up too much in this trade. But you have to give up too much and be aggressive, in my opinion. This is why I like the trade. Could the Royals in 3 years look back at that and watch Caden Wallace be an everyday big league player that's, you know, productive? Sure they could. And could the number 39 overall pick do that? Less likely, but you know, as draft picks go. But sure he could. And you could look at that and you could think, man, they gave up way too much. But that's relative. If Hunter Harvey's helping you in this two-year window, and it's helped you get to the postseason, or it's done anything else, or he develops into your closer, then it's not too much. You just have to, you can't look at things only, you know, down there. You can't ever just only look back. You have to look at the present. And in the present, this is a need. Now, what I wonder is, these are probably the two most valuable trade assets they will have come up with in any deal at the deadline. That draft pick and that player. They're not going to trade their number one overall prospect. They're not. The catcher. He's the only guy in their system that makes it into the top 100. That's Blake Mitchell, who's at the very low levels, who's very young. They're not going to trade him, I don't think. I would find it harder to believe. I mean, they could trade a guy like Frank Mazzucato, but I think this is the most they will give up in any trade that they make. So is that good enough? I don't know. Does it help them? I think it could. I think it does.
Can he plug into the bullpen now and be a contributor?
Yes.
I think that at that point, that there is that potential that it can be a positive trade right now and even into next year. And the fact that he's got quite a bit of control left on his contract, I think that says a lot too. That means a lot. It was a hefty price tag. But again, it goes back to that strategy, I think, for the Royals. Like, are you going all in right now? And you know, I think that also for JJ Piccolo, this particular trade does address both parts of what his goal is in acquiring talent. It's the short term and the long term. You're balancing both of it. You know, it'd be different if Hunter Harvey was just a rental And yes, they only had him for this
season. That would have been too much to give up for a rookie.
But it went way too much. Yeah. But you're addressing the short term because he can contribute in the bullpen right away. But then you're also addressing the long term because he does have quite a bit of control left.
He fits a window. I think the window is 2 years. There are a lot of reasons I think that. But I think the window is 2 years. You've got Lugo, who I know was bad over the weekend, and we will get into that. But you've got Lugo for at least that long. I don't know if you'll have Walker that long, but that's your window. You've got Salvi in the middle of still his offensive prime, in my opinion, especially as he catches a little bit less. Like, this is the window they were willing to give up players to get better for this window. It's a very important window. They're trying to get a new ballpark built. They're trying to build momentum. They're trying to boost attendance. They're trying to do all of these things, give the fans what they haven't had in way too long. So it is important. And it's okay to overpay, but you can't really overpay if it's not a slam dunk, which Hunter Harvey is not a slam dunk, and if it's a rental. He's also not a rental. So I think it's the right kind of move. I got no issue with it. He's got the kind of stuff that projects to the back end of your bullpen. I am perfectly okay with the risk there on that deal. Now, though, I wonder what they have left if they want to go get a bat. It probably tells me the level of bat they would go after is lower level. And that doesn't mean worse player. That just means that may be a true, like, expiring contract, old guy type rental. MJ Melendez twisted his ankle over the weekend. They need an outfield bat pretty badly. So we'll see. And I think they'll get it. I think if this move tells you nothing else, we've wondered and pondered and everything. And until we talked to JJ Piccolo last week, and I think he made it pretty clear they're going to be aggressive, we just sort of wondered these things. I don't think there's any doubt about it now. They're going to be aggressive. Yeah. You don't make the Hunter Harvey trade only thinking you'll make only that deal. They're going to do everything they can, and I think ultimately they will go find a bat somewhere, somehow, to add to the mix, and they have to now.
Knowing what they gave up for Hunter Harvey, I think that, and knowing what's left for them in their farm system, and now that the draft has come and gone, it tells me that they're probably less likely to acquire, I don't know, Jazz Chisholm Jr., and they're more likely to acquire Tommy Pham. Right. I think that's kind of what you're looking at here. Not that, you know, obviously Jazz Chisholm Jr. is a superstar, but sure.
Just cost that, I don't know that they've got the horses in the stable to go get Jazz Chisholm. Like, that's what Hunter Harvey cost. I don't think they're getting Jazz Chisholm.
Right. I totally agree. And I think that's okay. I think that there, to your point, there are some veteran guys, like true rental type players that you could probably go and acquire to help you right now. The only thing that, like, that begs the question of is, again, JJ Piccolo has been pretty clear that any acquisitions he makes, he wants it to be positive for the short term and the long term. If you're just getting a true rental, that's not really a long term fit. So I don't exactly know how that fits into the strategy, or if you make an exception for something like that.
I think it's all cost appropriate. Look, he backed that up. That's exactly what Hunter Henry is. But if you can go get a veteran and all it costs you is money, right? That's not really, doesn't matter at that point. You're not making a move that hurts your future if it's just a move that costs you money. It might hurt John Sherman's future, but it's not. That doesn't hurt the organization. They have to have it. I'm pretty confident now in Hunter Renfroe. I feel like he's found it again. I think he's fine. MJ Melendez is fine. So I don't, it's, you know, the urgency and the need there probably isn't quite as great as it once was, but it's still a need. They still need something there. But here we go. The trade deadline. Now you know they'll be aggressive, and we're counting down the days. We have about 2 weeks left, and then we hit the deadline. They're going to be aggressive. We know they are. They just told us they are. You don't make that kind of move. And that is an aggressive move for Hunter Harvey. Again, it could miss. It could be a big mistake. But there's no question it's aggressive. And that's what, at least in my opinion, I've been saying they need to do for weeks and weeks now, is this team can get there. And if it can get there, it could be a dangerous postseason team. And they have to be relevant this year for, you know, the entire season and bring hope into next year. You've let the fan base down too much as an organization. The rebuild, not only has it taken too long, it's been wildly unsuccessful, right? It's not the rebuild that has the Royals in this position. It's the good fortune of being in a spot to draft Bobby Witt Jr., and it's an incredible offseason of acquisitions with Waka and Lugo. I mean, that's what has them in this position. It's not the rebuild. The rebuild failed. So now what do, knowing that? You try to start over to some degree on the rebuild, and you have to strike now. They have to strike now. And maybe John Sherman will remain an aggressive owner in free agency. It's fine. You don't have to have the best farm system in baseball to be a good baseball organization. Again, use the Rangers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
They have not had a great farm system. I mean, they had one for just a little bit right before their first run. Then they had a terrible system, missed on a bunch of picks. And they did it through free agency. They did it through some savvy moves and a couple of good players. And here they are. But the Royals, you need to hit on 2-3 draft picks and supplement them with these kinds of free agents. So they'll be aggressive. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see what they work next. And I hope Hunter Harvey projects. I mean, quite honestly, I hope he's their closer next year.
Yeah. I think that's the goal. And yeah. I'm really interested in the next 2 weeks to see other trades that are made around the league that deal with the bullpen. And see what other teams are giving up for. Yeah. I know that some of the players that potentially are out there being dangled by the sellers are pretty high caliber potential relievers and even some closers. I know Tanner Scott has been dangled out there, you know, a couple of times. There are some others too. But I'm interested to see what the price tag for those players are, especially as you get closer to the deadline. And for buyers that are, like, they're maybe a closer away or a bullpen piece away from feeling like they're really complete, what they're going to be willing to give up. Because if the Royals 2 weeks ahead of time before the deadline gave up what they gave up for Hunter Harvey, who is not a clear-cut closer at this point, not a clear-cut high-end reliever, he's got the potential for it. But if they gave that up for him, you go 2 weeks later down the line with more tailor-made closers available potentially, what are these other buyers going to be willing to give up?
See, I think there's a chance that the Royals will end up have, you know, relative to the player, end up have paying the heftiest price. I think that's the cost of going early, going first. You know, I think that there are more suitors for. I think there's a chance that they could have ended up relative to the player paying more than others pay. Now, again, they didn't pay for a closer, but, you know, cost versus return, that they gave up a lot. They gave up their number two prospect, who probably profiles just outside the top 100 in baseball, and essentially a first round draft pick. for, it's the control that they paid for, Tom. It's not, and that's the thing, like, they
it's
paid
the control,
for the
extra. But it's also, I think, the potential. You know, Hunter
it
Harvey,
is.
It's not
but there's
like, you know,
be
it's not
a
like
lot
he
of
was
trades. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of
under the
potential.
Radar coming into Major League Baseball.
No, no, no,
like
no, no.
He
no.
was projected out to be a high caliber pitcher in the big leagues.
It's having to you're having to buy that extra year control, which is fine. I have no problem with that. Again, I would tell you that I like the move. I think it's the right move. I think it's fine. I'm totally good with it. But it's expensive, and control is expensive. We know that in baseball. We also know teams have never been more willing to trade control because of what they can get back for control. And so that's a good example there. Some of these players that aren't rentals, they bring massive hauls. We'll see how many of those types of players are traded out of the bullpen. But the Royals get the first one, I think. I don't think there's been another bullpen move. Maybe so across baseball. Not one of this high caliber or high profile. So we'll see. All right. We'll continue our Royals conversation with what happened in Boston. We'll look at the standings, get you reset. Get ready to come back out of the All-Star break and see how everything goes. I don't think we're going to see Seth Lugo start the All-Star game now after his bad performance over the weekend, but we'll recap that. We'll look forward. Here we go. They enter that stretch we've been talking about, that critical stretch. Don't miss the opportunity that's coming. We'll get back into that and more. It's Sports Daily on KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.